Will the House please come to order? Representative Brechtel, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Probably one of the greatest highlights of the legislative session for me is the opportunity and the privilege to talk to the Teen Pack kids who are meeting this week over in the Hersler building. And my dear colleagues, these are our future leaders, and you need to experience these kids as opportunities come up in the future, but and they are there this week. But in the north balcony, we have some of our Teen Pack students. Would you give them a warm welcome, please?
Welcome to the House. We are back at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 18.
House Bill 18, introduced by the Travel Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish, aquatic invasive species.
Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 18, aquatic invasive species. Ladies and gentlemen, this invasive species that we're talking about in this bill is basically the water creature's answer to kudzu. If you've ever been in the South and seen what that vegetation can do to other vegetation. But what we are trying to do for an invasive species, mainly the zebra mussel, that you should have had a number of different education programs throughout the state by the Game and Fish Department to tell you exactly what that species can do. It can clog up discharges, intakes for irrigation, for electricity generation. It can create problems with your boats, you name it, and it's a species that we really need to take care of. And this bill is somewhat highly restrictive in taking care of boats, but we can't let that species come into this state. It's to allow both game and fish to law enforcement to stop the watercraft, to inspect and see whether any of those mussel are on the watercraft, and also to take care of removing them. And that's basically what the bill is, and I urge you to pass it.
Any objection? Seeing none, will Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson, Bagby, Barbudo, Berger, Blake, Blickrey, Bonner, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Bird, Kennedy, Carson, Childers, Cohey, Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan excused, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Kimball, Landon, Lockhart, Lubnow, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp, excused, Korberg, Roscoe, Simlick, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
House Bill 18 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. I'm going to turn the chair over to the Minority Caucus Chairman to continue on with introduction, reading, and reference.
Let's see. Where am I starting? Oh. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 5. Will the reading clerk first read the bill?
House Bill 5, introduced by Corporations, an act relating to insurance risk-based capital revisions.
Chairman Illouye.
Thank you, Madam Minority Caucus Leader. I'm glad to hear the reading clerk is feeling better. This is the introduction of House Bill number 5, and I ask for your favorable consideration. Insurance risk-based capital revisions is a Corporations Committee bill. We worked on this in the interim. This bill updates risk-based capital requirements for insurers. And if you notice, on page 2, we talk about company action level event, and we add if a property and casualty insurer, and we talk about the risk-based capital that he needs to have on hand. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Is there any opposition? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Anderson. Bagby,
aye.
Barbudo,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Flickrey,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Buchanan,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Carson,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illouye,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubnow,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley, Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Filth excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? McComey, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
House Bill 5 is having passed with 2/3 vote is referred to Committee Number 7. I was to remind you that there was a revised list of bills. It's a white copy out there, so that was passed out at lunch. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 6. Will the clerk please read the bill?
House Bill 15, introduced by Corporations, an act relating to electrical safety and fire prevention.
Chairman Illouye.
Is that 6 or 15?
6.
House Bill 6.
House Bill 6 is County Officials Administrative...
An act relating to county officials' administrative and fiscal duties.
Chairman Illouye.
Thank you. I move introduction of House Bill 6, County Officials Administrative and Fiscal Duties, and ask for your favorable vote. This bill was drafted at the request of the County Clerks Association. The bill repeals the requirement for county clerks to compile jury list information. It provides a timeline for preparation of county annual statements and payment of certain fees, and provides for the designation of a secretary for the county commissioners. I urge your favorable vote.
Is there any opposition to the bill? Will the reading clerk please call the roll? Will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
No.
Edmonds. Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen, Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Brechtel? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 54 ayes, 4 noes, 2 excused.
House Bill 6 is referred to Committee Number 7. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 15.
House Bill 15, introduced by the Corporation Committee.
House Bill 15... be introduced by Representative Illaway. First reading of the bill.
An act relating to electrical safety and fire prevention.
Chairman Illaway.
Thank you. I move introduction of House Bill 15, Electrical Safety and Fire Prevention Revisions, and ask for your favorable vote. This is another one of the Corporations Committee work this past summer. Several years ago, when I was on management audit, we asked for a study of the electrical safety and fire prevention division. There was a report written that the statutes were needed to be updated. There were some real problems within the statutes, and this is a clarifying bill. It clarifies the roles of the Department of Electrical Safety and Fire Prevention. It clarifies the roles of the Electric Board and the Fire Prevention Council. And as I indicated, it's was the result of recommendations by Management Audit several years ago. I think it's a good piece of work that was done both by the Department and by the Corporations Committee. So I ask for your favorable vote.
Is there any opposition to the bill? Will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Byrd conflict. Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers. Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Esquivel,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp excused, Korberg, Roscoe, Semlick, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 52 ayes, 5 noes, 2 excused, and 1 conflict.
Having passed the two-thirds, House Bill 15 is referred to Committee Number 7. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 23.
House Bill 23, introduced by Representative Brown.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to business entities.
Representative Brown.
Madam Minority Caucus Leader, I move House Bill 23 and urge your favorable consideration. This falls under the category, at least for me, of unintended consequences. When we redid the corporation statutes and redid some of the other entity statutes, we built in a short time for an entity to be administratively dissolved if one failed to file the annual report. It's now 60 days. And if that 60-day period expires, and there are some other expiration dates in here, if those, any of those expiration dates expire, then that entity is administratively dissolved. And it can then be reinstated within 2 years. But those statutes all now say that in order to reinstate, they must pay a sum equal to double the amount of the tax plus the fees and costs that are involved. And the Secretary of State does have a provision for recovering fees and costs. I just think that double tax is punitive. We have a lot of small LLCs, small corporations, family things. Things don't get done. I don't have any problem with it being administratively dissolved if they don't file an annual report in 60 days. But if they're going to cover the costs of the Secretary of State to reinstate and pay the tax, it just seems to me that the double tax is punitive. And so for that reason, I would ask you to vote in favor of this, and it'll get a thorough consideration by the committee. But that double tax just doesn't seem fair. So I'd urge your favorable consideration.
No opposition to the bill. Will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks. Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan excused, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Kimball, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Millen, Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 ayes, 2 noes, 2 excused.
Having passed the two-thirds vote, House Bill 23 is referred to Committee Number 7. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 52.
House Bill 52, introduced by Representative Stubson.
The first reading of the bill.
An act relating to campaign funds, personal use restrictions.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Madam Minority Caucus Chair. I would move for the introduction of House Bill 52 and ask for your favorable consideration. One of the things I think we should endeavor to do as we sit in these seats is to foster a system of government that can be trusted and that the voters feel can be trusted. We've done that through the years by passing prohibitions on gifts to legislators, by requiring reporting and those sorts of things. But there's a glaring omission in that system. And through that omission, we're allowing the right hand to do what the left hand cannot. We have recognized the wisdom of prohibiting gifts to legislators and the danger that that poses. And yet, because there is no standard whatsoever in statute that governs the expenditure of our campaign funds, someone can choose to funnel money into our campaign funds that we could use to pay for our cars, for our mortgages, for trips, for whatever we may want. And so, gifts, the system is open to gifts even though we've prohibited them. This seeks to close that loophole, but to do so in a way that allows you broad exceptions to continue to use it for your campaign, for donations to other campaigns, to further your work as legislators, and all those things that we typically use those funds for. And so I would ask for your favorable consideration of this bill.
Opposition, Representative Brechtel.
Thank you, Madam Caucus Leader. Maybe I'm a little naive, but I guess I'm really questioning why this is truly needed. I mean, we have really things are pretty open now to the public. I mean, they can look at just about everything we're doing, and here now we're going to. That's another potential fine, jail time, or whatever if somebody makes a mistake. But it's just a question on my part. Thanks.
Chairman Illaway.
Thank you. This just appears to be a solution looking for a problem. So I'd vote against it.
Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Madam Minority Whip. We're already governed by improper use by the IRS rules and regulations. I think I share their concern. Maybe this is one of those problems looking or solutions looking for a problem or whatever you want to call it, but I'm going to vote no.
Seeing no more opposition, then we will go to Representative Stubson for a 30-second rebuttal.
There's nothing currently in statute that would prohibit you from using your campaign funds in improper ways. We should set a standard in statute that allows for common understanding among voters and among members of this body on what is appropriate for use of campaign funds. You shouldn't have to guess through IRS codes and those sorts of things. The penalties are the same as any others in the election code. I think it's a wise move.
Will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
No.
Bagby.
No.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Blickery.
Yes.
Blickery. Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
No.
Bird.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly. Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Dirks.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Gilmore.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
No.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
No.
Lockhart. Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlich.
No.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 32 ayes, 26 noes, 2 excused.
House Bill 52, having failed to reach the two-thirds, is definitely postponed. What did I say? What? Oh, I'm indefinitely postponed.
You said definitely.
The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 24.
House Bill 24, introduced by Representative Cohey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to insurance requirements for newly purchased vehicles.
Chairman Cohey.
Thank you, Madam Minority Caucus Leader. I move introduction of House Bill 24 and ask for your favorable consideration. Any one of us seeking a driver's license, even as young as 16, know, or certainly it's on the test, that you have to have insurance or some sense of financial responsibility before operating a motor vehicle on the public roadways of the state of Wyoming. Common sense and personal responsibility required, to some degree, to operate a motor vehicle. All that aside, there's a little quirk in Wyoming state statute. The way Wyoming's insurance statutes are written with respect to motor vehicles, with all good intention in the beginning, a loophole exists requiring your correction. Presently, if read literally, insurance on a motor vehicle is required upon registration of the vehicle. As most of you know, you could have up to 45 days, and in some cases more, if read literally, before being required to have insurance on that motor vehicle. There lies the loophole. If interpreted one way, one is not required to insure a motor vehicle until it is registered. With this repair, House Bill 24, that would require insurance or some sense of financial responsibility the day you take possession and the day you operate the motor vehicle on a public roadway. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Seeing no opposition, will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Dirks. Edmonds, Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen, Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
no.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Peasley? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 53 ayes, 5 noes, 2 excused.
House Bill 24, having passed the two-thirds, is referred to Committee Number 8. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 57.
House Bill 57, introduced by Representative Stubson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to damage to underground public utilities.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Madam Minority Caucus Leader. I would move for the introduction of House Bill 57 and urge for your favorable consideration. This is a good one. This bill is really a result of a number of discussions over the interim between all the parties concerned, excavators, underground facility operators, the one-call system. And it's really aimed to get at one recurring problem that the current statute does not deal with, and that is repeat offenders under the one-call law. This sets up a civil penalty scheme that gets at a very narrow section of both excavators and operators who just ignore the law. And so it increases penalties if excavators within a 12-month period have repeat offenses where they're just not calling in and they decide they want to dig and just repair afterwards. The same thing with operators. And it is designed to be well-balanced between both the operators and the excavators and to ensure compliance by both. It's really designed to say, let's avoid as much as possible the interruption in service that results from broken lines and the danger to public safety that results. So I would urge for your favorable consideration.
Seeing no opposition, will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Ferger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blake. Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel. Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton, Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 1 no, 2 excused.
Having definitely reached the two-thirds vote, House Bill 57 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 26.
House Bill 26, introduced by the Labor Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Administration of Government Medical Review Panel.
Chairman Landon.
Madam Chairman, I move for introduction of House Bill 26. This is another bill that came into the committee as our oversight role on some of the executive agencies. But what we wanted to do here was the medical review panel was set up during the special session that we had considering tort reform a number of years ago. And we thought it would be a good idea to go back and revisit this idea and see how it was working, and then also to see whether or not there were things that we could look at to make it work even better. And so that is primarily what this bill brings, is some changes in some of the timing that occurs when various legal events happen, and some of the filing that goes on.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none, the chief clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison. Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harshman, Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Conflict.
Lubnow, conflict. Madden. McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Filth, excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Harshman. Harshman.
Excuse.
Harshman, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Peasley? The vote is closed. 56 ayes, 3 excused, 1 conflict.
House Bill 26 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 32.
House Bill 32, introduced by Representative Stubson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to professions and occupations, Board of Nursing, continuing jurisdiction.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move for the introduction of House Bill 32 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill is aimed at continuing jurisdiction for the Board of Nursing. There has been a problem that has developed that when there's a bad actor, a nurse violates the Practice Act or a complaint is filed and they begin their investigation, and nurses have been able to escape really any licensing effects of that by simply dropping their license or letting their license expire. And one of the key issues with that is that the nurse now does not end up on the national databases and those sorts of things that are designed to give warning of bad actors in the nursing profession. This language is pulled directly out of the Medical Practices Act, which we revised and approved overwhelmingly last year, and it simply says that even if you drop or let your license expire, the board can continue their activities of investigation and prosecution of complaints. And so I would ask for your favorable consideration. I think this is a matter that does help for public safety and the safety of nurses in the state.
Is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition? Hearing none, will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks. Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, excused, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Kimball, Landon, Lockhart, Lubnow, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp, excused, Korberg, Roscoe, Semlick, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 1 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 32 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 53.
House Bill 53, introduced by Representative Brechtel.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public health and safety, women's rights to information.
Representative Brechtel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill number 53 and ask favorable consideration. I need you to hear the words of women who've learned the hard way on the issue of abortion. A director at an abortion clinic resigned after this experience. I was asked to hold an ultrasound on a woman's abdomen. I saw a baby on the screen, a full-size profile, face to feet, the profile going in, probe going into the uterus, the baby moving, trying to get away from the probe. It's fighting for its life. It's alive. Oh, my gosh, make it stop. I saw the baby just literally crumble, and it was over. I dropped the ultrasound probe. What am I doing? Modern science is on the side of defense of the preborn, but let's set aside the arguments about the unalienable rights of the fetus or the baby. What about the regretful moms who didn't get the good information that they needed? One woman said, when I went to the abortion clinic, they did no counseling before the procedure. I didn't realize what an abortion was until I got one. I've cried 2 years and cannot let go of what I did. Another woman, I don't think it will ever stop. I cry 10 times a day. If I see a baby on the street with its mom or dad, I cry. I've thought about the suicide, and I find it hard to live. A teenage girl is 10 times more likely to attempt suicide in the next 6 months. Women, 4 times more likely to engage in substance abuse. Many women regret abortion. The only thing this bill does is ensure that women receive the information they need if they want it. Thank you.
Representative Wallace in opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Friends of the 60th, please vote no. This insults the intelligence of every woman. This says that a woman is too stupid to know the implications or understand a decision that they have already made. This attempts to insert the state into the most private of reproductive decisions and the most private parts of a woman's body. Last year, we heard from doctors that at the point of gestation, where almost all abortion procedures are conducted, as soon as medically possible in the first trimester of pregnancy, the only way to conduct a valid ultrasound is by inserting a probe into the vagina. This is not about providing info that is lacking. This is state-sponsored torture,
time,
harassment, and abuse of women.
Anyone else in opposition? Hearing none, will Chief Clerk please call the roll? Oh, excuse me. Yes, Representative Brechtel, you have rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. While I might disagree, I think the important thing is when it's no longer my responsibility here to defend moms and children, then I will no longer be needed in this body, period. The failure to provide information, if denied, is an abuse to moms and children, and these injuries are occurring daily. Please vote yes.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby.
No.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson. Childers.
No.
Cohey.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Gilmore.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Hales.
No.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen. Kimball,
no.
Landon,
no.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
no.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
no.
Stewart,
Stubson, aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
no.
Throne,
no.
Wallace,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 23 ayes, 35 noes, 2 excused.
House Bill 53, having failed to receive two-thirds of the elected members of the body, is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 11.
House Bill 11, introduced by Representative Esquivel.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Wyoming Cancer Control Act.
Representative Esquivel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for introduction, House Bill 11, Cancer Control Act Amendment, and kindly request a favorable vote. The Wyoming State Legislature is not going to cure cancer, but we certainly can control it. In 2007, the Wyoming Cancer Control Act was passed and the Wyoming Cancer Control Program was established. Since that time, all 50 states now have cancer control programs. And in 2009, the 41st president and his wife, the co-chairs of Sea Change, awarded the Wyoming Cancer Control Program the most exemplary cancer control program in the country. Now, all the states out there are doing what Wyoming's doing, but Wyoming can do it better. The Wyoming Cancer Control Act provided colonoscopies for every 10 years, and now, based on national evidence guidelines, we're going to allow those people that had cancerous polyps moved in the first colonoscopy to have a rescreening based on those guidelines 3 to 5 years down the road. Since the inception of the Cancer Control Act, 908 Wyoming residents have been screened. 42% had polyps removed, and 24% of those had cancerous polyps removed. It's that 24% that we're looking at as high risk. To treat just one of those people would cost more than the total amount of appropriations within this bill. I do want to make one correction that we will fix in the committee. The money will come from the Tobacco Trust income account. Just to let you know that money, if we don't obligate it, it flows back into the trust fund account.
Representative Madden, in opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a question on it. As I see it, the salient issue here is whether we're going to finance multiple repetitions of this procedure for an individual person under certain conditions. And the thing that concerns me really is that, as I understand the fiscal statement, it's going to add about $250,000 a year to the budget, and I don't know whether that's a standard budget or if this is just a one-time exception or what, because it does add up to be either $250,000 a year for this multiple expenditure, or it's going to be $500,000 dollars per budget cycle. And I guess I just am concerned about our long-run finances and the need to be fiscally responsible and go beyond what we've done already.
Anyone else in opposition? Representative Patton. You, Mike, please. I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
I am not in opposition. I'm recommending that we advance to the proponents that they be citizen Wyoming residents.
Well, I'm not sure what to do with that. Anyone else in opposition? Representative Esquivel, your rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Mr. Speaker. Yes, it would be part of the standard budget, but as I pointed out, this program is so new, those 24% in the next year or two are going to be going into our Medicaid under treatment. And as I pointed out earlier, just to treat one person is going to be more than what this bill is. Also, on a final point there, I would like to say, you know, that as long this is the number two killer in the state of Wyoming is in cancer, so if we're going to remain a smoke-free state, we're going to have to do something else.
Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
No.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft. Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Lubnow.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
No.
Shepperson.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 40 ayes, 18 noes, 2 excused.
House Bill 11 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 61.
House Bill 61, introduced by Representative Throne.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to indigent civil services.
Representative,
legal.
Excuse me. Sorry to cut you off.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Representative Throne. I've forgotten your title. Madam Minority Queen. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that in a disrespectful way at all.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think that would be Madam Minority Princess because I'm not actually the top tier. And I hope that didn't count against my time. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the 60th, I would move introduction of House Bill 61 and request your favorable consideration. Although this bill bears my name and many members of this body as sponsors and co-sponsors, most of us did not actually develop this bill. This bill is the product of a commission of the primary association of attorneys in the state. It contained, was comprised of members of the judiciary at all levels, circuit court, district court, Supreme Court, distinguished members of the bar, many of whom do not practice indigent services, but actually practice corporate law. And they traveled the state, they gathered information about the need for additional legal services in this state, and I don't know if any of you had the opportunity to attend any of those, but they were quite moving. And for many of us, we didn't really need to attend those meetings to know that there are many folks in our states who, at dire times in their lives, do not have access to basic legal services. Divorces where they're unrepresented, and then they find out later that a mistake was made, and they're stuck, and all of us have to help them solve these problems that could have been avoided with very basic legal services. What we're proposing is not radical. It does not require general funds. We will provide services as 48 other states do. The program will be administered by the Supreme Court, reviewed on an annual basis through our process, through a review of the Supreme Court's budget. We need to provide basic legal services to folks, and I would again ask for your favorable vote.
Thank you, Madam Minority Whip. Representative Landon in opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a vision of, in the Labor and Health Department, we deal with a lot of safety net programs. And we have a great deal of compassion in this state where we are trying to help low-income people, give them a leg up, get people into independence, and so on. And I have some anxiety about this type of program creating extra demands on state programs because of the people being able to, through the courts then, define what these programs should look like. And I just thought I'd express that reservation. I don't know how to prevent abuse of a program that has a good intent, but I see a lot of potential for it.
Anyone else in opposition? Madam Minority Whip, in rebuttal, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The bill contains a rulemaking provision. The Supreme Court will be obligated to promulgate rules, and through that process, as well as any further discussion in committee, we can certainly develop practices to prevent abuse. It's not, the purpose is not to expand what folks are entitled to, but to make sure that that folks don't get tripped up by the legal system and don't receive what they are already entitled to receive under the law. Thank you.
Thank you. The Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Ferger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson. Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
no.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Esquibel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi, Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlek,
no.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart, Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
no.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 48 ayes, 10 noes, 2 excused.
House Bill 61 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 63.
House Bill 63, introduced by Representative Millen.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to ultraviolet tanning devices.
Representative Millen, Madam Minority Caucus Chairman.
Thank you. At least I'm not a queen. I move House Bill 63 for your consideration. I did bring this bill last year, and we kind of ran out of time in committee. I'm sure that many of you remember when we were in high school and we were going to prom, and all we could think about was just having that golden tan and looking really good, and we were going into the tanning booths, and now we're coming out 20 years later, and we're having melanomas removed, and this was brought to me by some dermatologists in my community and National Association involving melanoma also. And I looked at how many people in state Medicaid were paying for melanoma-related type procedures right now. And bring in this bill, what I'm saying in it is if you're 15 and under, you are prohibited from going into a tanning booth. If you're 16 or 17, you would then be able to, between 15 and 18, you would be able to go into the booth, but your parents would have to sign for you. And they wouldn't have to stay there and watch you. They would just sign a parental, or your guardian could sign that you could go in. You know, there are some booths in this state, there are facilities in this state that you can go into that you can just turn the dial up and bake as long as you want. No one tells you when you have to get out. And I would just, you know, I think these places need to be looked at. And I've looked at bringing a regulation bill, but in this tight fiscal times right now, I decided to wait on bringing that because you would have to hire more staff and work through the Board of Cosmetology to go in and regulate all these places. So I thought let's start with the restrictions and at least keep
time.
Ask for your favorite
time. Anyone else? Anyone in opposition? Will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison. Dirks, Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Goggles Conflict,
I'm not sure that's the conflict that was intended.
Representative Goggles, would you please? Thank you. Hales, Hallinan excused, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Kimball, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
no.
Shepperson,
no.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 44 ayes, 14 noes, 2 excused.
House Bill 63 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 64.
House Bill 64, introduced by Representative Millen.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses regarding mandatory minimum sentence for sexual abuse of a minor.
Madam Minority Caucus Chairman.
Thank you. Now we'll get serious. I will move House Bill 64 for your consideration. We heard this bill last year. We're back again because I'm not giving up on our children. I feel that if you are 18 years of older and you are penetrating someone who is 12 or under, then you need to pay the penalty for that. And this bill says that you would have a minimum of 25 years in jail, no more than 50. I have talked to judges around this state. By doing this bill, we are not telling them what they have to do. They have it within their jurisdiction to decide which offense to put these crimes under. And we're only one of 8 states that do not have this type of law on our books. And this is just something I'm asking your support. You know what this bill is about, and I think that we need to step up and protect our youngest citizens. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Will Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Flickrey,
Bonner,
aye.
Brechtel,
no.
Brown,
no.
Buchanan,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Carson,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
no.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
no.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg. Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 46 ayes, 12 noes, 2 excused.
House Bill 64 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 56.
House Bill 56, introduced by the School Facilities Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act related to school facilities, bonded indebtedness, mill levy supplement.
Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill Number 56, bonded indebtedness, mill levy supplement. Ask for your favorable consideration. This is a Select Committee bill. It's basically a cleanup of some leftover school reform issues dating back to the 2001, where we agreed to take on bonds for schools that were below half the assessed valuation, and we've accomplished most of that when the school took over CAPCON. We've accomplished that. Now we're seeing just a phenomenon of a few school districts keep refunding these bonds, and they keep moving them farther out in the future, and at some point, we want to kind of get out of this business. And so it's costing us about $1 million a year. There's just very few districts. And we're going to say from this point forward, we're not going to refund those bonds and extend the life of them. We're just going to get them finally paid off and get out of that. It's one of the holdovers from the way we used to do business. So I'd stand for any questions or ask for your consideration. Thank you.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Hearing none, will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel. Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley, Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
House Bill 56 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 60.
House Bill 60, introduced by Representative Pedersen.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to Uniform Prudent Management of Institutional Funds Act.
Will Chief Clerk please call? Oh, excuse me, Representative Pedersen.
I'm ready to go with that. Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 60 and ask for
Is your mic on, Representative Pedersen?
Yeah, and ask for your favorable consideration.
Thank
Sorry
you.
About that. Uniform Prudent Management of Institutional Funds Act is an act that we passed last year. It updated the Uniform Management of Institutional Funds Act that was old and dated, originally passed in the 70s across nationwide. We were the 43rd state out of 45 to pass this act. There's a couple of important provisions that are inside this bill. is originally the investment conduct underneath the original act was the general obligation to just invest prudently. What essentially this bill did is it laid out a series of things you need to keep in mind: fund duration, general economic conditions, expected total return, other resources. Basically, it folded in what's considered the modern portfolio theory into the way that we spend our funds as they relate to charitable organizations, Elio Moss and Aries Foundations and endowments. We passed it out of here because the funding mechanism that's set up is that you have what's called a HDV, or historic dollar value. And if you started your fund within the last couple of years, the HDV, you are below it, or the high dollar value. And if you spend below that high dollar value, or you're not allowed to spend below the high dollar value underneath the old bill. The new bill allows you to do that if you've lost 40% of your funds, because many of these Elio Moss and Aries depend on the funding from these various trusts in order to keep their day-to-day funds running. What we did is put in a presumption of imprudence that is Nicluzel's recommendation. About half the states did so. We passed it out of here with a 7% presumption of imprudence. Senate, because the market was going down, changed it to 5%. The difference is that if you have a fund that is, let's say, sending out 4.75%, and you have a 0.75% cost of spending for your investment analysis, you are now have a presumption of imprudence. And so the 7% is what's recommended. We are the only state to change it back to 5%. When we pass it out of here,
time.
The only people vote against, 5 people.
I didn't think you could talk any faster. Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Will Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson, Bagby, Barbuto, Berger, Blake, Flickery, Bonner, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Byrd, Kennedy, Carson, Childers, Cohey, Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan excused, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Kimball, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 1 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 60 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. I would like to make a correction on House Bill 63, Tanning Salons Miners. That is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor, and not Judiciary. The next and last bill for our consideration is House Bill 59.
House Bill 59, introduced by Representative Dan Zwanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to workforce services.
Representative Dan Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 59 and ask for its favorable consideration. Once again, this bill is brought to you from the Workforce Development Council, which I represent this body on. These are basic updates to statutes and need to be done now for the last 4 years, so we're hoping this doesn't sit on general file again. Nothing too exciting in the bill, but walking you through it real quick, 91223. The good chairman of appropriations across the building has asked for this change, moving Serve Wyoming into the Department of Workforce Services. It's agreeable to the executive branch downstairs as well. 922607, when we wrote the law, we allowed workforce training programs to be put into place for employers to send their employees to, but then we didn't allow the information to be sent back to the employers after we trained their employees. 271110 all the way through is just changing the former Employment Rehabilitation of the Handicap Council to the State Rehabilitation Council, listing their members, their officers. Everything on page 6 and 7 is just updating the statutes that weren't fixed in 2003, also dealing with the State Rehab Council And then Section 2, starting on page 7, basically is intent language that says what we've done with the Rehab Council for the last 6 years still remains legal and valid when this law goes into effect. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Hearing none, will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Lickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales. Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg. Roscoe,
aye.
Simlek,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Steward,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
House Bill 59 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 4, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Bagby, Barbudo, Lickrey, Kennedy, Gingrey, Patton, Peasley, Throne, excused, Korberg, signed, representing Gingrey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 12, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Bagby, Barbudo, Lickrey, Kennedy, Gingrey, Patton, Throne. No, Peasley, excused, Korberg, signed, representative Gingrey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 13, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Bagby, Barbudo, Lickrey, Kennedy, Gingrey, Patton, Throne, no, Peasley, excused, Korberg. Mr. Speaker, your committee number seven, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred House Bill 7, respectfully reports same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Brown, Dirks, Hales, Galloway, Kimball, Lubno, Miller, Stubson, Swanitzer, Dan, signed representing Illaway, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number seven, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred House Bill 10, respectfully reports same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Brown, Dirks, Hales, Illaway, Lubno, Miller, Stubson, Swanitzer, Dan, excused, Kimball, signed representing Illaway, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Reading Clerk. I would like to make a correction on the last House Bill 59. Instead of referring that to Committee Number 10, Labor, I would like to refer House Bill 59 to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Committee announcements. Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Committee Number 4, Education, will meet upon adjournment tomorrow, Wednesday, and up in room H10, where we will take up bills, House Bill 16, Private School Licensing Exemption, House Bill 41, School Finance, Distance Education, and Assessment Reading Reporting, House Bill 62.
Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will meet at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, February 10th in room H10 to consider one bill, House Bill 18, Aquatic Invasive Species. We're even going to cook some for Representative Illaway.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in room 302. It'll be a continuation of the joint interim committee discussions on the bills that are now proposed, House Bill 72 and Senate File 66, and they relate to wind energy. Additionally, we have received a report from the Clean Coal Task Force, and it will be reviewed and then either accepted or not. If I may, Mr. Speaker, could I have privilege of the floor?
Please proceed.
I noticed that my good friend and representative from Casper was having a little trouble until he pulled a trick out of the bag that those of us who knew Jim Hageman used frequently. And that's when he'd stand up here and he'd say, and for those of you that don't know Jim Hageman, a real classy legislator, he'd say, "This is a really good bill." And I miss Jim a lot.
Thank you. Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 1 will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in room H8 to take up the following bills: House Bill 36, Notaries; House Joint Resolution 4, Mandatory Judicial Retirement; House Bill 37, Mandatory Judicial Retirement 2. And just because it... on Thursday, we're doing somewhat of an experiment. We will, in room 302, they set us up on the video so people can testify from other communities via the video. So House Bill 38, the DUI bill, will be at 8 a.m. on Thursday in 302, and then House Bill 61, Legal Services Funding, will be at noon, so people can testify, and we'll see how that works over the video.
Chairman Landon.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10 will meet tomorrow afternoon on adjournment to hear House Bill 26, Medical Review Panel, and House Bill 32, Board of Nursing, Continuing Jurisdiction.
Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 3, Revenue, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. To consider four bills: House Bill 40, Tax Increment Financing; House Bill 22, Streamline Sales Tax Amendments; House Bill 31, Property Tax Appeals, County Process.
Chairman Anderson, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to remind you again that to invite you to the Bible study tomorrow morning, 6:30 in the Commons. You have a copy of that. We'll continue the study in Philippians with Dan File, who will be with us in the morning. We encourage you. In fact, you might come. You might learn something. Thank you.
Any other announcements? Mr. Majority Floor Leader. I had one announcement. Representative Hallinan apparently is out of intensive care and was up walking this afternoon, so there's some good news there. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Folks, you have a general file list. I think we have 8 bills for tomorrow, so that should be coming out, or it's already out. And with that, I move that the House adjourn until tomorrow, February 10th, 2010, at 10 a.m.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The House is adjourned until Wednesday, February 10th, 10 a.m.